At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice, and today I'm super excited because it's High School Musical season, and I'm lucky to be joined by members of the Seneca Valley All-School Musical today. We have director Michael Mara, co-producer Amber Hugus, and the lead for the musical, Jackson Hugus. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Thanks, Seth. Great to be here.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. So we're back for another year. I thank you so much for being able to come on, talk about another show. Last year, you flew Mary around the auditorium like it was no tomorrow, and I thought it would be great to partner with you guys again this year to talk about your amazing All-School Musical you have coming up. So why don't we get right into it? What is this year's show?
Something Rotten.
Ooh.
That's not, you know, an alliteration. The name of the show is Something Rotten, just to be clear.
So and many listeners at home might be tilting their head and scratching it going, what in the blue moon is Something Rotten?
Oh, it is a love letter to musical theater. It's set in the time of 1590, which is the Renaissance in England. And Shakespeare is a rock star, and he's literally in this show, a rock star. And the show centers around two brothers who are always in the shadow of Shakespeare, and they want a hit so bad. So they go to a soothsayer to tell them what the next big thing in theater is going to be, and it's musicals. So they set out to write the first musical. And if you like Shakespeare or hate Shakespeare, it's wonderful. If you love musical theater, there's one number called A Musical, and there are at least 24 references to other musicals that are out there. You'll hear Jesus Christ Superstar and Annie and Les Mis. I mean, they're all just jammed in there just for a second, but it's kind of a fun thing to do. It's like, where's the musical? And as you're listening to it, and then there's other dialogue where they're talking about, you know, we got trouble where trouble right here. And they're from, you know, Music Man. It's just well written. It's one of the best musicals I have seen in a long time. It was done on Broadway in around 2015.
Okay.
And it's been on tour, and it's just a funny show. Whether you love Shakespeare or musicals, you will just laugh. And the storyline is just hysterical. So,
well, Michael, you pivot from probably one of the most well-known musicals, thanks to it also being a Disney production,
right,
to go into a full-blown, basically comedic, making fun of musical production. So we're at two opposite ends of the spectrum here.
Well, we like to stretch our kids when we're teaching them things. So this show, it's not a classical musical, and it does make fun of classical musicals, but it loves classical musicals. So it's not spoofing them. It's like, we love musicals so much. And the fact that the soothsayer, it's actually Nostradamus, but it's not Nostradamus. It's Nostradamus's cousin, or niece in this case. And she gets it partially right. So the comedy just ensues all over the place. It's hysterical.
This sounds like a great production. And you know what? I haven't ever seen it. So why not come out and talk about coming out to see the production? When are we doing this? Because I'm sure people are wanting to buy tickets.
Well, I'll take that question. So the show is going to be presented February 29th through March 3rd. We'll be doing shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the evening. And then Saturday and Sunday, we'll have matinee performances.
Oh, that's great. And I understand that tickets have recently just gone on sale. And we'll, of course, give the website at the end of the show. But I'm sure these tickets are going to sell out pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, they will.
That's the hope.
So to our listeners, please get on, buy your tickets as soon as you hear this. Run, don't walk, because, you know, you only have a couple nights to see it.
Yeah.
So I guess this question goes to all of you, but maybe Jackson can go first. Are there specific show parts of the show that really stand out to you, being the lead and you've been in a lot of the All School Musicals over the years?
Yeah, so a lot of the big numbers are, I think they're my favorite parts just because there's so many intricate little details that go into every big dance number with people going all over the place, and you've got to coordinate tons of people, and when it comes together, it's just fantastic. Like Bottom's Gonna Be on Top and It's a Musical are two full on going all out dance music singing, like it's insane and it's very intense, but once the whole thing comes together, it's just fantastic, and I think those are my favorite parts of the production.
Okay, so with you being in other productions, where would this rank? Because it is completely different than probably anything else that you've done.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible to really rank them. I mean, this is going to be one of my favorites. Just being the lead and having all these responsibilities, it's been a lot of work. But I think this is probably going to be one of my favorites.
That's awesome. Amber, what about for you? Since you're co-producer, I'm sure there's something in here that might be when the cast does it, you just, it's my favorite part that I can't wait to see the students put on.
Well, I do have to agree with Jackson in that aspect. Just from watching the rehearsals so far, the watching the, our choreographer work, her name's Emily Christ, and she works at the school with me as well. Watching her work and watching her bring all these kids together, we have leads, we have kids in the ensemble, we have featured dancers, and each kid plays an intricate part in each of the dance numbers. So it's been really neat to watch Emily work and to watch her put all those kids together on the stage. And then also having my son playing the lead role and just watching him just really, really enjoying himself and dancing and singing with all of his friends has, it's just been super rewarding.
Well, and I thank you for highlighting that because it's not too often that the director or a co-producer also has someone, in a lead role like that. So for you, you're seeing it come to life, probably on stage and at home because, that musical brain keeps working, like have to keep practicing songs, dance moves, you name it.
Yeah, I told Jackson he has to tap dance in the kitchen every night. So,
Yes, there's a lot of tap dancing in this, though.
Oh,
Oh yeah, it's
well,
cool.
and Michael, for you, I know that you've highlighted some parts, but is there a certain part of this show that you just die of laughter every time?
Oh, it's like, well, okay. There's a number that the acting troupe does, and it's about the Black Death. I mean, it makes me laugh. It just makes me laugh. And it's supposed to make you laugh, but it just tickles me because it's so absurd. So yeah, that's probably one of my favorites. But there's the number called A Musical, which has all the musicals in it, and I would not be surprised. I don't want to jinx it, but it could get a standing ovation in the middle of the show. It's that.
I'm super pumped, and we're not even halfway through the show, right? So this is awesome. So this is my favorite part, especially because I grew up in High School Musicals. I was not only a cast member, I was also a crew member. So why don't we highlight our cast, highlight our crew, our volunteers, because no production is only on one or two people, right? So let's give some of the people that might be behind the scenes and just give them a little props here. While we have a few
Sure.
minutes.
I think one of the really rewarding things about working at Seneca Valley for me, this is my 19th school musical at Seneca, is the fact that our show is student run. And so while so I'm the co-producer, but I'm also the stage manager. So I'm backstage running with the stage crew and the props crew. And while I'm back there to supervise, I have student stage managers. So shout out to Julia and Katie for taking on those positions. And then also Connor will be joining us this year. But it's really neat for me to teach these kids how to run a production backstage and then just give it to them. Jessica, my co-producer, is also our costume designer, and she has an entire crew of students who organize all the costumes every night, make sure all the kids are wearing the appropriate, clothes and things like that. And then we also have a student-run tech crew as well. We have an amazing tech director named Mark Behe, who works with us and also does some work at the Strand and in some community theaters. But Mark also teaches those kids how to run spotlights, how to mix microphones, how to do all of that work. But then we literally put it in the hands of the kids. And so that's always been rewarding for me doing this show so many years, is that our show is student run.
That is really cool. I don't think I fully recognized that it was fully, you know, student run. I just kind of assumed that there, you know, was some, you know, leading person on the adult side. But you basically help teach them, and here's the book. Now make it come to life.
We're around, but but the lighting designer will come in and do all the cues, and a kid will run the show. Mark gets his crew of audio guys and sound and lights together and turns it over to him. So it is really, really cool to see these kids step up, and they're really good. You don't have to worry about them. Maybe a little.
Oh, wow. So what about our cast? You know, Jackson, you might be the lead, but it takes the other 40, 50, 60, 70, you know, ensemble there with you to make this happen.
Oh, 100%. You know, there's interactions that I have with basically everybody at different points on stage. I'm interacting with my troupe. I'm interacting with my brother, who's played by Callum. I have a wife, played by Maddie. And there's a whole bunch of interactions that I'll have with everybody at different points, and there's a lot of growth in different relationships that I'll have with all of them. And even some of the featured dancers, I've got little different bits that I will throw in there for a couple of the big numbers that just kind of add an extra little bit of character to it, you know?
Oh, that's great. Hey, I do have to ask, only because, you know, you guys have a great Facebook page at Seneca Valley Theater. And I just have to ask, I see the high school wrestlers are doing something on TikTok, you know, helping to promote the show. Are they actually in the production, or are they just helping to teach? What are these guys doing?
So we have a fantastic marketing director named Allison Schuster, and Allison took on an initiative this year to enact a student run marketing crew. And so this is the first year that we've had a student run marketing crew as well. And so what they do is they go to different groups around Seneca Valley and just help us promote the show. So no, the wrestling team is not actually in the musical.
If they want to be, we can put them in.
Yeah, we're happy to have anyone. But they're just helping to promote the show. And so Jessica and the student marketing crew will be interviewing and having little featured groups, just helping us promote the show.
No, it's great. And I'm not a TikTok person, but I know a lot of people are. And I saw it and I was like, huh, this looks new this year. And then I saw the wrestling team. I'm like, no, could they possibly really be doing this? So no, kudos to Allison. You know, she's a fan of ours and we're a fan of hers. So this is great. I think you guys are doing a lot of things to hit all different types of audiences to help promote, you know, the show and student run theater.
Thanks.
Now, before we go, is there anything else that we want to highlight, talk about, because we want to fill those seats, but also make sure that we're not leaving anything on the table?
Well, the one group that we didn't mention at all yet is our orchestra. So we also have a student orchestra. We do have a professional conductor, Bruce Smith, and he will be accompanying the kids and conducting during the show, but our orchestra is all students as well. And so I think that's really important to highlight also.
And can I add too that we also have a boosters group for the theater. They will be out in the lobby from the minute you walk in the door to the theater, outside even, where it's going to look like a Renaissance fair. They are going outside the box to make it an experience from the minute you walk in the door. You're going to be in our Renaissance fair. So welcome to the Renaissance.
Oh, well, typically you go down near New Stanton, and that's where the normal Renaissance fair is. So I didn't realize it moved up to.
It's in the cafeteria in the lobby of the high school.
Well, there you go. Jackson, any last thoughts on your behalf?
You know, I would just say, come see the show. You know, it's going to be great. We're putting in a lot of effort. We started work in January, so 2 months puts together, we get a fantastic show in the end.
For sure. Well, hey, I want to thank you all for joining us today. And of course, you got to break a leg on February 29th through March 3rd. For more information, check out SenecaValleyTheater.com. Thank you, everyone.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank
Thanks for
you.
having us.
For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news. All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.